Interest rates for future subsidized Stafford loans will double July 1st if Congress fails to craft a solution. As APRN's Peter Granitz reports, there are competing bills, all very similar, but politics is getting in the way, and incoming college freshmen in Alaska are left in the gray.
There's a bit of truth squatting that needs to take place first, and we'll let Beth Akers take care of that.
The political discussions surrounding this suggest that these are students who are already in repayment who are going to see higher payments due for their loans starting in August, and that's just not the case. It's new students who are taking out loans and who are in school now and will start repayment after they graduate.
Akers is a fellow at the Brookings Institution. Unsubsidized Stafford loans are available to all students. The debate is over the federally subsidized ones that go disproportionately to low-income students. The government pays the interest on the loan while a student is enrolled in school. The current interest rate is 3.4%, and it's slated to double in just 4 weeks. Congress has the authority over the interest rate, and it's prepared to do something huge: cede power. The House passed a bill 2 weeks ago that ties the interest rate to the 10-year Treasury note.
The interest rate will fluctuate over the course of the loan, just like a variable rate mortgage would.
The plan would cap any interest rate at 8.5%. The House passed it along mostly partisan lines. Congressman Don Young skipped the vote. It's not wholly different from President Barack Obama's plan, but speaking at the White House Friday morning, he objected to the idea that rates could change year to year with the 10-year T-note.
That's not smart. It eliminates safeguards for lower income families. That's not fair. It could actually cost a freshman starting school this fall more over the next 4 years than if we did nothing at all.
The president said he wants students to permanently lock in one rate for the lifetime of the loan. The Senate is preparing to vote on its package this week. Senator Mark Begich supports an idea floated by Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts. That plan would keep rates at 0.75% for 1 year, the rate banks borrow money at.
Why would we loan money to banks and then stick it to our students?
Akers from the Brookings Institution dismisses the idea as politics, but there are substantive reasons she thinks the rates should be higher than 0.75%.
When you set interest rates really low, you're essentially making the financing of education really cheap, which is going to have the effect of driving up tuition prices. But it also has the effect that students become less wary about this financial decision they're making.
If this sounds vaguely familiar, it's because Congress had this very fight last year, right in the middle of the presidential campaign, and nobody wanted to be labeled as voting to increase student loan rates. Instead of fixing the problem, Congress delayed the increase a year. And now we're 4 weeks away from the delayed deadline. Senator Lisa Murkowski would not commit to any package, the president's or the House version. And she does not seem optimistic for any legislative action. It's possible Congress once again delays the increase without fixing the problem.
You know, is a one-year fix a good deal? No, it's not a good deal. But is it maybe what we're left with? Maybe.
Some of the uncertainty could begin to vanish later this week when the Senate takes an initial vote. Education advocates are encouraging students to submit their FAFSA applications for aid, regardless of the political fight. In Washington, D.C., I'm Peter Granitz.